Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We just got back last night from our part one of our fall vacation. We were up at Disney World for a few days there, and we're going back in a few weeks. But yeah, I had a really good time. It was nice recharging the batteries. We were up for that big food and wine festival they have, and so you know we. Our pinkies got sore from being out and eating all the, fancy-dancy foods and hobnobbing with the hobnobs and all that. But I am glad to be back, and the show is rolling along, and we've got a fantastic, and what a way to come back, too. Fantastic guest tonight, one of my favorite folk pop duos, acts. I just love these guys. They're cool, turned up to 10. I'd like to welcome Fox and Bones. We've got Scott.
Hi, thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, speaking of trips, you guys just got back, what, like a week and a half ago? Like a week maybe. From your big European trip, right?
We did. We were there for 2 months and had 48 shows in 6 different countries and promoted some new songs. So it was a really great tour. We had an awesome time, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, we're just now getting over the jet lag. I can finally stand up straight for long periods of time.
I hear you. Now, you get it worse, right, when you go from east to west. I've had it both ways.
It's always different every time.
It's definitely tough when we go over because we have to travel and then perform. Coming home is nice because we just can lay down for weeks on end.
Exactly. Break out the sweatpants. I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's cool. You know, one of the things that is so inspiring about you two, and I mean this, I think it's been about a year since you were on the show the first time, but one of the things that really inspires me, now you guys are, phenomenal musicians. Every track I hear from you guys is out of the park. You know, it's just hit after hit. But you're really got the hustle going. You're always doing something, or at least it seems that way. And when I get lazy, I'm like, well, Scott and Sarah are doing it, so get to work, Jamie. Come on.
These days with modern music industry, you have to be playing, you have to be going to where people are listening to music, and it just requires, the hustle is a required part of the career these days. You can't stay at home. You got to go to where people are listening.
Right. Well, and we have a lot of new people that listen to the show that are getting into your business, show business, and of course, they want to hang out with models and travel around and just party all the time. No, I'm kidding. Well, some of them do. That's the idea. You know, get a record deal and, you'll be set. They'll just pour money
out. Novel pursuit.
They don't understand you have to pay it back, but that's another show. Seriously, you guys do on every level from band branding to, even your logos are phenomenal. All the, and this stuff isn't just willy-nilly. I mean, I know that you guys, it takes time to get all this, and thought and effort to get everything right. And you're playing, like you said, 48 shows in 2 months. Most people do 50 a year, if that, 10 maybe. You guys are just on it.
Well, countries. We've made a lot of mistakes over the years, and I think that's our greatest strength is that, we've messed up a lot, and so we know where to succeed now.
Know what not to do.
Yes.
I've got a long list of what
it's
not
amazing.
To do.
It's amazing. If you go, ladies and gentlemen, to the foxandbones.com website, one of the coolest things you'll see, well, there's a lot of cool stuff on there, but one of the cool things is you guys take Bitcoin the only act that I have had on my show, and this is episode 908, ladies and gentlemen, Fox and Bones takes Bitcoin, and it's smart because that's a useful currency, you know? People deal
with
that.
Yeah, we do
now.
Accept it. And you know what? It has a real use case. When we go to Europe, that's the only way that we can really, you know, act in a timely fashion and get money back home to pay bills and things. Is, you know, we can buy Bitcoin and then we have control of that. We can withdraw it. So it's an actual functional thing.
It's a bit of a passion of Scott's too. Yeah. And so I can't say that we've been paid in a lot of Bitcoin, but we did once, I think one of Scott's friends who's really into Bitcoin bought a shirt with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so it has happened. It does exist. And if you paid anything in Bitcoin, Scott would be the most excited.
I would love it.
Yeah. So if people are into that, definitely. We have that option.
Absolutely. I started a Bitcoin account. I got a Bitcoin wallet just because I saw it was used on the blacklist by, you know, some supervillain. And, I said, I got to get one of those now.
You had to test it out.
That's right.
Love it.
I'm teasing. No, that's how the United Nations pays me money not to blow up the volcano.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's amazing. It's just you guys, usually folk acts are very, you know, hippie. And I'm not saying you guys aren't. But you embrace it, you know, you embrace the future along with your folk roots and all this and that. And you provide fantastic entertainment for people. I that's the artist way, man. That's what everybody dreams about, you know. You guys are doing it.
The music industry is kind of changing every day, and it's evolving every day, and you just have to be out there and be a part of it and embrace the new technology and more than anything, just play shows, be available. Go to where the people are and play shows every day if you can.
Yeah, and it's important, too, with, like, social media and everything, that people can find you. Like, people want to be able to look on any social media platform and find you and, you know, follow you. And, you know, I think that that's the thing that, to, you know, older artists and stuff, they're like, oh, well, I don't want everyone to know my business all the time. But, like, that's kind of the world we live in, and you kind of have to lean into it and just, you know, realize that people are really interested in people's lives who are different and, like, who are doing different things. And it's inspiring to people, on a positive note, like, people like to see that there's an option besides, you know, a corporate 9-to-5 job. And so, you know, it's definitely important for, like, newer artists in this day and age just to, like, lean into all of the stuff and, you know, do all the things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You guys are a couple in the public eye. Me and my gal Danny are moving more and more into that with social media and whatnot. And not in the level you guys are, but it's interesting because people think that they know every aspect, like you're mentioning, and they do for the most part. But then, you know, we certainly don't post when we fuss or anything, which isn't that often.
Right.
But believe me, it happens, you know. Oh, boy, does it. I made the mistake of watching one of our shows on Netflix or Hulu or whatever that we watched together. She was working late two nights in a row, and, you know, I was bored. Nothing else was on TV. And I tried to – I thought I could do it without her knowing that I'd watched it, you know. And it didn't work. And that was a 30-minute discussion. Yes. I thought I went to Vegas and picked up some girls or something. No, it wasn't that bad, but it was kind of close. Do you guys know, as a public couple – do you guys get that where people surprised when they meet you in person that you're, you know, not just running with ice cream all the time? Or are you? You could be.
you know, I try to have ice cream as often as I can. Not as much the running, but so. I think a lot of our – we hope that a lot of our personality comes through our social media. Like we are – down to earth and want to talk with everybody and try to make as much time as we can when we have fans or friends or anyone at shows. I think people aren't too surprised when they meet us.
Yeah, we're pretty like across the board the same, which is kind of by design. You know, it's you know right. that I have another project with where I play a character, and like, it's hard to play a character sometimes, you know, like it's nice when the brand is just you. And so we are able to kind of go from, you know, the public eye into a one-on-one conversation and kind of be pretty consistent, which is good. And yeah, and we just enjoy it too. So it's genuine when we like meet people at shows and get to chat and all that kind of stuff.
We feel very lucky that anyone at all listens. And so yeah. we appreciate every single fan and every single person that's willing to chat with us.
Totally.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, as I said, you guys have been on the show, but for those who don't know, I have to ask a few introductory questions and whatnot. And I was curious too. I was thinking about it. You know, when you guys were little, when you guys were young, you know, children, as it were. Mm-hmm. Scott, did you, you know, was a folk pop star? You know, even in your brain set. And same for you, Sarah. Were you always an entertainer growing up? You know, for this life, or what's the backstory when you were younger?
I think I had the standard, you know, little boy dreams of baseball player or fireman or something
really?
Of that nature. And it wasn't until, you know, around early teens when I had a dream about like playing, you know, a guitar on stage that it slowly started to shift into music. And that's where like the dream kind of started. And then it took some years for it to develop. But yeah, so I think it was around teenage years that it really started to take hold and became an obsession, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say definitely had the pop star desire from pretty young. Like once I started like getting into music, and I remember when like Britney Spears came out and the Spice Girls and the Backstreet Boys and like all those, you know, great 90s pop things. I was like, in second or third grade when all this is going on, and I'm starting to notice, you know, that like, this is a cool thing. And, you know, I was already in a musical family and started playing the guitar at 7. And so music was definitely around all the time. But I never really saw the path for me to get to where those stars were. I never really, like, I just played music for fun. And I never really thought that was like a real thing that people could hope for. And then it wasn't until kind of coming back to it as an adult, it was like, oh, and you know, this industry that we live in now where you actually can promote your music and put out an album and all this stuff without a label. Like it started to be like, oh, this is actually a real career path that I just thought was kind of a pipe dream as a kid. So it was definitely always, the seed was planted pretty young. But I think it took like coming back to it to realize like, oh, this is actually a thing that we could do. And it doesn't have, we don't have to be playing stadiums to make a living doing this.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Right, right. Well, the cool thing is you, and like you said, we were talking about before, is you guys are always working, and you have this work ethic, nose is always to the grindstone, and consistently, you know, it's interesting, too, because you guys, you both are very artistic. No, folks, I didn't say autistic. I said artistic. Anyway, they're artists.
Fine line.
Both could be true, to be honest.
I hear you. Hey, and a note, I just read on Facebook today, ladies and gentlemen, totally off the path, but while we're talking about it, if a Halloween trick-or-treater comes to your house with a blue container for their candy, a jack-o'-lantern that's blue, that means that's a sign that they are autistic. Be nice to them. Give them an extra piece of candy, you know? Understand.
Oh, right. That's cute. That's true. I love it.
Yeah, I just saw it on Facebook, and I thought, what a great idea, you know? It just saves a lot of, people on there complaining later. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, it does matter, definitely. But not to this discussion. You guys are both very artistic, and I'm trying to get back to my thought. I don't even know why I went off on that tangent. Anyhow, you guys are both very artistic. And you consistently come up. There's this myth that, I get it all the time as a painter, that people are like, oh, well, you know, these artists, they sometimes they'll get this writer's block and they have to, you know, get drunk in an alley. And no, we get drunk in alleys for different reasons. But you guys are proof that you can consistently and continually come up with fresh, innovative, creative ideas. And I would love to smash that myth that of the artist block and whatnot, and people suffer for their art, because here you guys are doing it. You know, you're a good example of that. If you get what I'm saying, maybe I'm.
Yeah. I think we're both good with the deadline. I think we operate well. We know. So we'll book studio time before we have a song that we want to record. And then with that deadline, we know all we have to do is we need a song by that time. And so it doesn't have to happen at any specific time, as long as it's done before, you know, we're heading into the studio. And so when that tends to inspire us, like when we really get down to, you know, a song has to be done, then it kind of it ends up happening. Whereas I think if we have 6 months with no deadlines, we sometimes will go months without writing something. But like I think having knowing that something needs to be done, it and believing that it will get done, then usually the songs will come when the time is right.
Wow, they're fascinating. Fascinating. And you guys are super cool videos. You guys put out great videos. I know they're not cheap to do, but time and time again, everyone I see is out of sight. Do you guys come up with the ideas, or do you farm it out, or are you? Is it a collaborative type deal, or collaborative? What am I saying? Collaborative. Type deal? How did they come about?
We usually have like a general idea, and then we try to find the best person to make that idea happen. And we're lucky to have a lot of people in our corner who are very talented on the video end of things. For Running Free, our friend Lisa Bolden, who you did a lot of stuff for Scott's old band, and then she moved to New York, and we were in Martha's Vineyard shooting, and so we flew her out because we love her style of, she's really good. She shoots a lot of videos for like festivals and stuff, so she knows how to like make it look like people are having a really good time. And we had this idea just for this like summer fun type video that was just going to be like a, you know, like a montage of all these fun times. And as we were all together talking about this concept, the idea for a game of tag came in. And so that was kind of like that was kind of like a last minute addition, but it ended up giving the video some direction. And so we shot this like, you know, game of adult tag between me and Scott all over Martha's Vineyard, and kind of, you know, we were like, okay, well, one of them smashing ice cream in the face, and one of them I'm going to tackle him, and the other one I'm going to tackle him into the water. And so that's kind of where that came from. And then for the new song, A Strange and Wondrous Place, we knew we were going to be in Europe, and there wasn't going to be any time to film a video. And so we got the idea for doing like an animated lyric video. And this duo that did a video for my band, we were really impressed with their work. And so I kind of gave them the direction, like I told them what style I wanted and that I wanted it to be kind of psychedelic. And, you know, I liked the idea of like the VW bus, like following it through all these different landscapes, but they were the ones that like really like took that idea and made it visual. And I like cried the first time I saw it because I was like, wow, this is so cool. So they really captured the essence of the song, I think.
Yeah, they're called Dizzy Bird Creative, who did that. And just in general, we try to, you know, we tend to come up with the base idea, and then we allow the artists to really like dig into their creativity, because we know how dedicated we are to the music, and we want to find someone who has that same dedication in their medium. And then working together, I think that's where the magic happens, is when they can really feel that they can create what their vision is.
No, that's awesome. Now, they're the same ones that did Sound the Alarm, Sarah, for your solo.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
they're so
amazing.
Different. They're both really good. But they're different, and they're both wow, that's impressive.
They have a pretty wide range of just like styles that they can do. I mean, I think you can pretty much tell them anything at this point, because I've seen them do videos for a couple other bands in Portland, and every single one is like night and day different, but they all have the same quality, which is really awesome.
That's cool. Good luck in there, ladies and gentlemen. When you work with the best, see what happens.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Something else I want to mention, and we're going to play the new track, Strange Wondrous Place, here in a little bit. But I want to mention before that, again, talking about always doing stuff. I don't know if this position has been filled, but I figured we should probably mention it. You guys are looking for a partner at the upcoming Portland Folk Festival, right? Somebody that does something, and you're going to partner up with them for a booth
that
or something?
That is true. We're looking for sponsors for the Folk Festival. This is our third annual one we're throwing. It's at a gorgeous venue in Portland called Crystal Ballroom. And we're pretty much mostly just looking for, you know, whether it be, vendors for clothing, or we just recently partnered with Ear Trumpet Labs microphones, who are based here in Portland, and guitars or instruments. And we want to build this community out for this Folk Festival, because it's very community driven. It's very locals driven. And we really want to help build the community here in Portland and build this folk scene here.
That's awesome. That's one of the things I've always liked about Portland too, is it's very, very, very artsy. You have a lot of artistic people there, but not snooty, pretentious arts. It's not Art Basel Miami. Not, I'm going to get emails for that, but it's true, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. The artists all help each other. They all get in and they make things happen. And it's just cool. You know, it's just a very cool scene. It's what other scenes should be like. I don't know if there's just less ego, or people are just used to working together, or what it is, but I'm always impressed with all the festivals and whatnot that seem to happen in your neck of the woods there. So, you know,
it's a very, very supportive scene and yeah, very art hungry and creativity hungry.
That's cool. That is very cool. Now, let me ask you this. You guys are a musical couple, a duo. How does that work with the creative process? Does one take the lead more on the melodies and the music side of, and the other the lyrics, or is it both equal parts all the way around?
We're at our best when we're balanced, with a balanced approach, and we both feel ownership over a song that we've created. Sarah definitely has me beat in harmonies, and so anything relating to harmony, she'll take up that mantle, and she'll kind of be the lead on that. But we're definitely at our best when we're both working on a song and we both kind of feel invested in it.
I think after 4 years too, we've kind of run the gambit of all different ways of writing. You know, we've written completely separately. We've written where like I'll write the most of a song and then Scott will add a verse. We've written totally together. And I think we're finally finding the stride of like that togetherness, but like knowing who has what strengths. And so like Scott is always stronger on the guitar and he's the one who's coming up with riffs and doing the finger picking and all that kind of stuff. And then I'm adding the harmonies and we both really excel at lyrics, but you know, we've found that it does work better when we can kind of bounce lyrics off each other. And for a while that was hard because it was like, oh, you know, well, my lyric is this and my lyric is that. And I think now we're getting to a point where it's like, okay, like what's the best for the song and how can we like, you know, put our heads together to come up with the best lyrics that make the most sense and stuff. And so it's been a process, but I think we're kind of with this next album, especially we'll be hitting our stride of just like real, like full collaboration and real equal ownership over everything we put out.
That's interesting. That's cool. That is very cool and interesting. I see, ladies and gentlemen, it can be done. You can be creative with your partner.
Just got to keep at it. That's,
mm-hmm.
You know, keep trying and not give up, because it's easy at some points to be like, you know what it's like to fight with your partner, like it feels like so angering sometimes. And then but if you keep consistently coming back and being like, okay, there's something bigger than like our individual egos, and there's something bigger than, you know, just us as people, like, you know, it kind of brings you back and reminds you why you're doing it. And I think that's the thing, just keep at it, like don't let the little snafus, you know, make you want to give up.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard
you can hook two, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the upcoming album. A Strange and Wondrous Place, which we're going to play here in a second, is the latest, the single we're pushing and whatnot. Is that the kickoff of a bigger album project?
Yeah. So we kind of have our strategy, because it's hard to release a brand new album every year as much as we'd like to. Mm-hmm. And so the idea for this next album, which will probably come out next fall, so about a year from now, is that we're just going to keep releasing singles from it to keep people interested and like to have content. And then all of those singles will end up on the album. It'll probably be like a 10 or 11 song album.
And we're excited to announce that will be coming out in winter of 2020.
Nice. Very cool. Well, that, you know what that means? We'll have you on the show again.
Yeah. Well, it's our yearly standing date. Yeah, it's perfect.
That's right. That's fantastic. That is cool. What? It's a great track. It's a great track and a great video. And it is, I saw it, it's out on Spotify and wherever people can buy digital music, right? And they can buy it directly mm-hmm. from you at your website, foxandbones.com.
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
Nice. I always tell people that, you know, when you have an opportunity to buy music from an artist that you dig and, you know, you like their stuff, if possible, you know, buy it at a show because you get two things there. You get the music and you get to see the show. If you can't make it to a show, if possible, try to buy it from the artist direct. And the only reason I say that is I don't have anything against Google Play or Apple or any of that, but, you know, they're a business. They have to make money too, and they do. But when you buy directly from an artist, if you can, more of the pie goes directly to the artist. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Correct. Yeah. It's a very meaningful way to support your artists, your favorite artists.
Absolutely. And if you have some Bitcoin laying around, Fox and Bones takes Bitcoin. So there you go.
Yep.
I'm trying, Scott. I'm pushing the Bitcoin hard.
I appreciate it.
We'll make it happen. Just don't try to get me on Elo. No, I'm kidding. No. Oh my gosh. The only reason I bring that up, you know, that's a terrible joke. But the only reason I bring that up is I got a notification the other day in my email that said somebody added me on it. I completely had forgotten about that. And I'm like, wow,
it's coming back. Making a comeback.
Well, at least there's one person that's trying, in my case.
Yeah.
An invite for me. Yeah, it was an invite for me wondering if you wanted to join with Bitcoin. That was it.
There you go. That's probably a Nigerian prince wanted to send me some money.
Yeah, always.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's play this track. This is a fantastic track. I've been playing the video all week long. I love it. It's just it's one of my favorites. And as I said, Fox and Bones, man, you can't go wrong. They always do a fantastic job. We'll play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it, you guys.
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Well, here it is, A Strange and Wonderful Place, Fox and Bones.
Numbers, and if so, what's the fair rate of exchange? Do you know the price point for each new breath that you take? If you only had a moment left.
would you want to stay? Between our future and our past, we're going through changes. Hell, everybody changing it seems. Well, you'll never be the person you are till you ditch the person you've been. Time doesn't know the shape.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, what a track. What a track. A Strange and Wondrous Place by Fox and Bones. We've got Scott and Sarah on with us, who are Fox and Bones. Fantastic track, guys. Yeah,
thank you.
I love it. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Now, do you guys record this in a, do you go to an outside recording studio? Do you guys have a home recording studio or that you put together or... How does A Strange and Wonderful Place get done?
So we have a studio that we work at in Portland, Oregon, called The Rye Room, that is engineer Matt Greco. There. This particular track was it was mostly conceptualized and finished when we went in, so it was a fairly easy session. I think we had almost all of it done within a day, and then there were a few artists that we brought in to play on top of it, but... we do most of our recording there at the Rye Room, and it's a good atmosphere, and they have a good stable of professional musicians that can kind of come in and help beef up some tracks, because we tour as a duo and play most of our shows as a duo, and so when going into record an album, we kind of have to build the band around us and build the song around us, and so it's a good team there.
That's cool. I mean, do you, as songwriters and musicians, I mean, when you're writing a song, do you have, I've always wondered this, like, I'll especially like classical music or something, you know, I'll hear a piece of music, any piece of music, really, not just classical, but, and I always think, did the writer or the composer, did they say, you know, I need a mandolin here, or I need a banjo there? I mean, do you have, that's how the gears turn in your head when you're working a piece out, or is that more on a producer level? And, hey, this might sound cool here.
I think both. We usually have a general idea of what instruments we want going into the studio. And then it's usually up to the instrumentalist and the producer to figure out how that actually looks. Like sometimes Scott will have an idea. He'll hear a horn line. And so he'll dictate that. But it always ends up, at least for me, like ends up different, sounding different on recording than in your head. And it's usually better because you hired someone professional to do it. And so, yeah, it's kind of it's a team effort between, you know, what we have in mind and then giving that creative license to the actual instrumentalist and the producer to kind of like work their magic and take what we wrote and make it better.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you guys are so good at this. I imagine before you even hit the studio, you probably have a pretty good game plan on where this is going to go, right? I mean, because as I understand it, a studio, it's like taking a cab. The meter's running. It ain't free, right? I mean, it's you kind of need it.
Oh, yeah. It definitely that meter gets up there really quickly, and so you have to – it's a very strange balance because you have to be loose and you have to be relaxed in the studio, but it's also, you know, it is an expensive place to meander. It's an expensive hang. So, I think we've been lucky that we've had a lot of time in the studio. And so we know that if we have a good plan, we can go in and have a relaxed attitude and feel good about being there, but also get the job done. Cause I think the biggest thing is as long as the job is done, which is finishing the song, then everything goes. Like we can take our time at lunch. We can make jokes and make sure that it's a jovial, lively atmosphere. But as long as the work gets done.
Nice. Nice. Man, such good advice. You know, this is, you guys should do a learning annex class on, you know, how to be a successful. It's amazing.
We're open. I think we have a free day in about 2 years, so we'll book it then.
Right, right after you start the Fox and Bones podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep.
And another festival, and
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, tosots.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
It's insane. Now, the folk festival, is it like a film festival where people like pay and submit and say, hey, our band would like to play and here's what we are? How does that even work? I mean, I've been to festivals, and they're great as a person to go to, but I have no idea of the mechanics behind them.
Yeah, so we do take submissions, but a lot of the bands that are booked are through just our own research. Like, I'm pretty avid in listening to new music and trying to hear new songs. And so a lot of it's through those avenues that I hear a band that I like and then I reach out to them. The concept behind is that for those listening that haven't been to Crystal Ballroom, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous venue, but it's a very big space, and it's just not available to most folk artists in our scene, or most folk artists in general, because the capacities can be on a full night, I think 1,800. And so it's not necessarily available to a lot of folk artists. And so the idea is that, you know, by kind of joining together, we can provide, like, create a bigger stage for the whole scene, and hopefully like, you know, move the entire folk scene of Portland up a peg, and just give all the artists who work their tails off and put their whole lives into their music, give them all a chance to be on a bigger stage.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, we mentioned you guys had just got back from this European tour where you're going from country to country and playing all these places and whatnot. And you played some dates in the U.S. on this tour as well, as I understand it. Does it surprise you the popularity of folk pop music in the European setting? Or is people just dig good music no matter where they're at, I guess, huh?
We found in Europe, yeah, that people really do have an ability to go between genres. We played at a metal festival when we were in Germany, and we, you know, at first we're worried because we're getting there and it's like, we're like, okay, we're gonna be up. That's a different choice. But you know, we played our set and we were just so surprised at how people can go from full on rocking out to then coming and listening to us and being equally as receptive and equally as supportive. And so I think there's just an ability to appreciate art and culture in Europe that is really surprising and welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing. I've never been to a European festival. I've just seen them on YouTube and whatnot, and they look really cool. You know, every one I've seen looks amazing. I went to an electronic music festival in Bangkok about 10 years ago.
Ooh.
And
wow.
I was taken. Yeah, I was, yeah. It went to the wars, was learning, and, you know, went to Asia for a month. But spent some money, you know, but it was a,
yeah,
it was,
oh,
a cool,
yeah,
thing. But I was amazed at the just sheer number of festival attendees there. I had I'd been to Burning Man and stuff like that, but I had not seen like hundreds of thousands of people show. You know what I mean? It was like, and everybody was having a good time. No fights. I was amazed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is Europe pretty chill at their festivals like that as well?
We've, you know, the festivals that we've played have been definitely smaller scale festivals. But for this, you know, this metal festival that we played, like the camaraderie and just the, I don't know, it was in a really tiny town, and everyone kind of knew each other. And, you know, you might think that it would be like potentially aggressive scene. You know, they have, of course, the biker gang that's running security and all these, you know, these things. And it was great. Like, people got along great. Like, and even with the level of drinking all day, like, you'd think there would be more aggressive tendencies, but no, didn't see any of that. People were very friendly.
Yeah, they're pros.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's great.
The name of that festival is called Cinder Rock. So shout out to our Cinder Rock fam if there's any listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully that's where the world is headed. More of that chill. Mm-hmm. Let's have a good time. Listen to some Fox and Bones and everything will be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
We hope
that's
so.
What
we'll, yeah.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Now, you guys also have merch and everything on your site, right? You guys do all that. I love your logo, the new Fox. Is that new? I don't remember that from last time you were on. The
yeah,
Fox and Bones
logo.
Yeah,
I think it's new from last time we were on. Yeah.
You know, actually, I think our merch store might be down on our website for the moment, because I took it down while we were in Germany and or in Europe,
okay.
Just because it's we do all things in house, and if we got an order in the U.S., we would have had to send it from Germany. So, but I'll get that back up and running again though.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's you know, I was thinking that way. We were just gone a couple days, and I'm like, man, if somebody orders. Because people complain, they're like, I ordered this 2 days ago and it hasn't shipped yet. What's going on? You know,
right.
We're not Amazon, all right?
Right, exactly. We're not there yet. Now, you guys have some dates coming up. Well, we mentioned before we went on, should we mention that to Sarah? Or
yeah, definitely. Sure.
Okay. Well, Sarah's playing tonight. Scott's going to stay home and watch the dog. No, I'm kidding. They don't have a dog.
No dog.
I'm sure Scott's going out too. Where are you playing tonight?
I'll entertain myself.
So I will be tonight at a place called Lightning Whale Bar and Grill in Portland. It's been 3 years since I've played a solo gig, so it'll be interesting, but it's a good exercise in being like, oh yeah, I can still do this. I used to do this. And, we have a big show coming up next Thursday. That's kind of how tonight being a solo gig happened. Because we have a big show on the 24th at the White Eagle. It's kind of our coming home / going away again show. And we're going to, you know, we have a band we're playing with called the June Bugs, and then a band from Eugene called Pitchwood. And so, we're kind of trying to promote the crap out of that show next Thursday. And so we didn't want to play together tonight and then, you know, have that, like,
right,
effect draw for next week. And so, yeah, tonight it'll just be me, and then next Thursday we're doing the full Fox and Bones thing at the White Eagle.
Nice. And people can get tickets in advance at the White Eagle website or at your website or on Facebook.
Yeah,
how do they go? Where they go? Okay.
Yeah, foxandbones.com. That'll be under the shows section, or yeah, White Eagle website. And then there'll be tickets at the door as well. So
Nice. Very cool. Now, when you guys travel, you're getting ready to go out on the road again. Do you guys have like the Fox and Bones mobile, like an RV or something you travel in, or how does
we
that
have
work?
My four-door sedan. It's a Volvo, and we call it our tour Volvo. And it's kind of become like a little bit of a meme for us. It's even in one of our songs, because it's, people always ask, they're like, oh, you guys must just live out of your van. And we're like, nope, we have a car. And because we're a folk duo, we don't need that much gear, so we can fit everything in the car. We don't need any extra people. So it works out well. And, we mostly stay with friends and family on the road, so we don't really need a car that we can also live in.
We book our tours based on where we know there's a bed. So we're like, oh, we know someone in this city, we can play a show there. We know someone in this city, we can play a show there. So then it's all about gas mileage. So we just get into the sedan and hit the road, and it has everything we need.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, we've got a guest room here in South Florida anytime you guys down this neck of the woods. So
we appreciate it.
We might take you up on that.
Absolutely. I tell all of my musician friends, this is how I get them. I'm like, yeah, we have a guest room. We're 2 blocks from the beach. And they're like, yeah, whatever, Jamie. And I'm, here it is. Ready? We have 2 working showers and a washer and dryer. And they're like,
oh,
we're there. We're there.
Yeah. Working washer and dryer.
Oh, man.
Huge.
Absolutely. Well, very cool. Well, you guys are just always doing something, and we have a link up to your Facebook page, but you're on other social media as well. I don't think there's a social media platform you guys aren't on, right? Fox and Bones.
And it's at Fox and Bones, yep.
I run our Twitter page, so if you want to come and chat about Bitcoin or any silly things, I post a lot of silly stuff on Twitter. So find us, Fox and Bones, on Twitter.
You know, that's something. Let me ask you this, Scott, while I've got you on here, and I know this is probably going off brand a little bit, but you're so good at this. I've never seen you guys post controversial type stuff or anything. I mean, And I see other people doing it all the time. Like they go down that rabbit hole, you know. I try not to because of you guys. Last time you were on the show, I was impressed. I was looking at your social media and I said, you know, man, it's always positive and it's always fun. And I like reading it, you know. I'm going to be try to do more in that vein. Is that consciously? Do you make a conscious effort to do that or just kind of how you are?
I think so. I think we kind of view music as we want to cool the tensions a little bit. I think it seems like there's, you know, a cultural war building on a lot of fronts and people are having a harder and harder time talking to each other and actually interacting about things. And so we're hoping to find a way to, you know, bridge that gap a little bit and bring people closer together. So it's not that we don't have pretty strong views on a lot of things. It's just we want to figure out a way to get both sides to sit back down at the table instead of just viewing each other as enemies. And so,
well, and the reason for that too is that, you know, we tour all over the country and not all of our fans believe the same way we do, but all of our fans are good people and they, you know, care about humanity. And so, like, and you know, there may be people we have conversations with that are misguided, but none of them are evil. And so I think it's, you know, for us, we don't want to alienate people based on their beliefs. We hope that we can kind of pull people together and then remind them, like, hey, we're all here together, and like maybe we should create some policies that are best for humankind and not for left or right or for the, you know, like billionaires that are in charge. Like, I think it's really important that we can find a common ground. And so that is definitely by design. Sometimes I'll, you know, on my personal page, I'll post certain things, or definitely with Sarah Wilde, that's more of a platform where I can do my superhero thing and stuff. But Fox and Bones is really, really meant to be, you know, to bring people together and create community in places there might not otherwise be.
Yeah. Restitching the social fabric instead of tearing it apart even more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody asked me at a party a couple weeks ago, they're like, well, what if somebody wanted you to paint, you know, a political figure you wouldn't agree, you don't dig that much. And, you know, would you refuse? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't refuse, you know. Unlike people that refuse to
debate,
you know. Yeah, you know, I don't want to be like that.
And like maybe no Hitler by a rule, but everyone else.
That's pretty much my limit right there. Yeah, no Mussolini,
right.
No Stalin. You know, it ain't gonna happen.
Totally.
Although Warhol did do that for Mao. Made a lot of money with that. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
Yeah.
I'll paint a superhero. It's just easier to do. You know.
Yes.
Very
totally.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for being on and just being you. You're so good at what you do, and I'm just I love following you guys on social media. You know, it really is fun to watch everything you have, and it's very inspiring. You know, everything you guys are doing, and it's just it's really cool. You know, it seems like a lot of fun. You guys have a fun life. It seems like
it's a fun life. It's very busy, but
we work hard. We work hard, and we appreciate it, though. We appreciate every moment of it.
Nice. Would you say it's a strange and wondrous place?
We would say that.
Yeah.
We would, and we will be saying that.
Yeah. We would, and we have, and we will continue.
I love it. I love it. Well, break a leg tonight, Sarah, and
thank you.
Scott, whatever you get into, you know, break a leg with that as well.
To be determined.
Purposely don't break your leg. That's the only thing I ask.
That's right. Don't purposely do that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. And ladies and gentlemen, we're right up against the time. This episode, of course, will be pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy of 200 right now. It amazes me that that's a thing. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the episode in the future on Apple Podcasts or one of these others, hello from the past. Do me a favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, is that makes my life so much easier when I'm talking to advertisers and stuff. So very, very cool. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Well, actually, it's the weekend. I keep forgetting. We're back on Monday. We have our I know we normally don't do Monday shows now, But we do once a month, we have our big house music nightclub DJ culture show with DJ Miss Monday. So that'll be returning this Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
we
so
appreciate
much.
It.
Absolutely. See you next time, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.